From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate has defeated a GOP budget plan that includes a controversial proposal to privatize Medicare. Five Republicans joined Democrats in voting down the measure, but that means most Republican senators remain united behind the deficit reduction measure sponsored by House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan and its Medicare component, which polls have shown is unpopular. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
The Republicans here in the Senate virtually all said, "We don't care." So I'm disappointed that my Senate colleagues are refusing to listen to the American people.
But Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats should not be criticizing the plan unless they can come up with something better.
At a moment when our debts and deficits threaten the very future of our nation, Democrats have no excuse for proposing no vision whatsoever of their own.
Several Republican presidential hopefuls have been putting distance between themselves and the Medicare overhaul provision. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty have said they will propose their own plans. The latest in the wave of severe storms to hit the central U.S. has spawned tornadoes in Illinois and in central Indiana. Sarah Whitmire of member station WFIU reports a dozen people were hospitalized there with injuries from storms.
The town of Bedford in south central Indiana was one of the area's hardest hit. A tornado that touched down there destroyed homes and sent at least a dozen people, including three children, to the hospital with minor injuries. Resident Vicki Lee watched as the storm lifted her neighbor's house off its foundation.
It's just, it makes you want to throw up. But at the same time, it just, thank goodness they're okay. They had a basement to get into. Had they not, there would have been casualties.
Lee says the storms earlier this week in Joplin and Oklahoma City are what encouraged people in Indiana to take the warning seriously and seek shelter. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Whitmire in Bloomington, Indiana.
President Obama has arrived in France for meetings today with leaders from the group of eight major industrialized nations. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president will be pushing his colleagues for economic aid to support democratic movements in Egypt and Tunisia.
In a letter to G8 leaders on the eve of the summit, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton described the popular uprisings in the Middle East as a historic opportunity. They urge world leaders to support the transitions to democracy and more open economies, suggesting Egypt and Tunisia could become models for the region. The United States has already promised billions of dollars worth of debt relief and loan guarantees to the two countries. During the summit in Deauville, France, Mr. Obama will urge other leaders to support similar actions, much as they help former East Bloc countries following the collapse of the Berlin Wall. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.
A new report shows sales of homes in some stage of foreclosure declined in the first quarter of the year, but they still accounted for nearly 30% of all home sales. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Yemen. Dozens of people were reportedly killed there overnight in fighting aimed at ending the rule of the country's longtime president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. A federal judge has ruled that the man accused in the Arizona shooting rampage, Jared Loughner, is not mentally competent to stand trial. Loughner is charged with killing six people and wounding 13 others, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Eric Fuller, who is among the wounded, says he is not surprised by the judge's ruling.
Perhaps this is a person who won't ever have a full deck and who can't ever make any kind of contribution to any of us anywhere.
Loughner has been ordered to undergo up to 4 months of treatment at a federal facility to see if he'll improve enough to understand the case against him. The Dallas Mavericks are headed to the National Basketball Association Finals. The Mavs downed the Oklahoma City Thunder by 4 points with another late-game comeback last night. NPR's Tom Golden reports Dallas won the series 4-1.
Dallas has long been considered a good team, but one that didn't have the toughness or resilience to win in the playoffs. The Mavs had both last night. Down by 6 with 4.5 minutes left, Dallas rallied, thanks in large part, again, to 7-foot power forward Dirk Nowitzki. The 10-time All-Star has never won a title after hoisting the Western Conference Championship trophy. Nowitzki left the court quickly.
We got one of those trophies already, and it didn't mean anything at the end,
Nowitzki and the Mavs lost to Miami in the 2006 NBA Finals. Dallas now awaits a possible rematch. The Heat lead Chicago 3-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.